Hi, I'm Alexa. You can now hear PT Pinecast using me. Just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast. Or you could be nice and try saying please for once.
What is being polite dead these days?
To hear episodes, just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pintcast.
Maybe throw in a please at the end.
I think Chicago is the greatest city in the country. You can go into your neighborhood and you feel like you're in a small town when you're in your neighborhood, but you still have everything that a big city provides. You've got the food, you've got the theater, the people from all over the world. The people here are very friendly and they're happy to help you if you need some help. And in the summer specifically is the best time to visit Chicago. There are street festivals everywhere. You can walk along the lake for 8 miles and not run into anything. If you're going to visit a city, you want to come to Chicago for the history and all the things to do. And if you're going to come to Chicago, the time to come is in the summer.
So we sat down with some physical therapists from Northwestern University and a student PT from Northwestern. And I wanted to give the audience a preview of Chicago. We're going there for the next conference very, very soon. And I wanted to get a preview. You know, we a lot of times we focus on the clinical aspect. But you know me, I'm a professional man of leisure. So I wanted the insight. I asked the three guests we have on the show today to think about a place that you'd suggest if people were coming out of town to get some food, to get a drink, and then someplace, you know, historically Chicago. We talk a little Cubs, we talk Wrigleyville, we talk drinks and deep dish pizza, just to give you some insight, some traveling information as you head to next in the Windy City with us. So I want to thank Arias Medical Staffing for supporting the show. They're going to be with us at the next conference. Stop by the booth and we'll get you some limited edition show stickers with the Chicago skyline in the background. You can show off that you were at the conference. So if you're looking to do travel PT, do what you want to do, where you want to do it, find those guys online. They're the leaders, AURUSmedical.com. They've been doing it for decades. They've got insights in travel PT all over. This episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, Johnny Owens and the team. Leaders in blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, if you're looking to add that to your clinical practice. They've got the certification and the equipment you need to apply. Find out more about BFR. You get the macro view. Find out what it is. And then if you're interested, get the certification and be able to add it to your clinical practice. The details there at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The show is actually going to be live recording on site in Chicago, thanks to the next conference and our sponsors at Arias Medical Staffing. We actually have some Chicago stickers. We've got our regular show logo stickers, and we've actually taken the Chicago skyline and done some Chicago colors, and we're going to have some of those for you if you'd like to stop by the Arias booth. We don't have the booth number yet as we record, but if you drop by the Arias Medical Staffing booth where we will be doing the interviews live on site as always, you can grab one while they last. I think we got a couple hundred of those things, but once they're gone, they're gone. All right, so pay attention to that. Bringing in some local Chicago experts, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to give a shot at getting some insight as to what you can do in and around the Chicago area as you make your way to the Windy City for next, which will be on June 12th to the 15th. And on the phone, I've got Kirsten, Justin, and Katie. Guys, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's start with Kirsten. You work at Northwestern. I've heard out there you guys bleed purple, one of the oldest PT programs in the country. What do you get to do at Northwestern?
So I am a gross anatomist, so I teach the anatomy course to the PT students, and I do research in knee arthritis.
Cool. All right, excellent. Justin, how about you?
Well, I've been working in the department for almost 10 years now, but I've been an official faculty member for about 2 years. I teach throughout the curriculum, mostly in the first year and some of the introductory examination courses and treatment courses. I'm on the anatomy team headed by Kirsten. I'm on the neuro team for the neuro curriculum, and then research. I'm a member of the DeWald lab, and I do research in perception post-stroke and also motor recovery, specifically of the hand and arm post-stroke.
All right, sounds good. And we bring in a student physical therapist, student at Northwestern, Katie.
Yes.
Katie, what year are you?
I am a second year, currently on my second clinical.
And are you from the Chicago area originally?
Chicago.
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in the suburbs, southwest suburbs, and then went to Northwestern for school.
All right, sounds good. All right, so what we bring you guys in for is some insight. I gave you guys some categories before we jumped on the phone to look into. The reason we do this episode is when you're coming to a new town, if you go to a conference, I'm guilty of this as well. I don't do any research in terms of the local stuff that I should be doing until I'm kind of on the airplane going in there, or even after I land, I just start, you know, Googling it, which I didn't want to do. I feel like Chicago is one of those cities I haven't spent a lot of time in it, and it's iconic. It's one of those cities where you want to make sure you can see the things you need to see before you have to leave. So I want to start with food, right? I mean, as a New Yorker, we say we have the world's greatest pizza. Chicago likes to lay claim to that as well. So I'm pretty sure one of you guys are going to bring up deep dish. We'll start with Kirsten. If you were to suggest someone going to food in the Chicago area, anywhere that you would say is legit Chicago, where's your idea on food to send somebody?
All right. So if you take the Blue Line out of the city, there's a number of different places you could stop along the line. So I guess one place I might suggest is right off the Irving Park Blue Line stop is a place called Smoke Barbecue. It's actually very well known. Yeah. So Smoke Barbecue is an absolute must. If you come a little bit closer to the city, I really like, again, along the Blue Line, if you get off on the Damon stop, you can pretty much get anything you want. I think one of my favorite places, if it's really nice out, is to go to Big Star Taco. You can sit outside. Great tacos, great people viewing, good margaritas. If you want a really good cocktail, I think you're probably going to hit this later, but a good cocktail is actually across the street at the Violet Hour. Then for pizza, my favorite place is actually, you'd have to take an Uber, but this is not too far from Wrigley Field. It's up on Addison. It's called Bartoli's Pizza.
Is it deep dish?
To me, that's the best place to get pizza. You can get deep dish or what I call regular. It's not like New York thin crust, which I like, but it's like regular pizza.
Gotcha.
So Bartoli's has got both, and they're excellent. So those would be, I don't know, I could go on and on about food, but those would be some of my favorites.
I like how you covered several of my favorite food groups, Kirsten. You went tacos, barbecue, and pizza. So we could stop right there, but we got more experts. Justin, food suggestions. Someone's coming in from out of town, like a few thousand of your PT colleagues. Where do you send them in the Chicago area, Justin?
So I live very close to Kirsten. That Smoke place is definitely, it's two blocks from my house, too close to my house, perhaps. I've been there too often. And I used to live three blocks from Bartoli's. That's definitely great pizza. And this might skew your perception, but deep dish pizza is, I think, what Chicago is known for, but a lot of Chicagoans don't eat deep dish pizza,
really?
In my experience.
Totally. Yeah. I would agree with you, Justin. Yeah, I would agree.
I'm a thin crust man, and I didn't become a thin crust man until I moved here. I thought it was, you know, deep dish pizza is what it was all about. And then I think it is like a staple. So people go to visit places for deep dish. But my favorite thin crust pizza in the city is a place called D'Agostino's or Dag's. Mm-hmm. And it's a few blocks from Wrigley Field. So if you're going to see Wrigley, walk a few blocks west to D'Agostino's and get the thin crust pizza. And it's absolutely incredible. You can head a little bit further west. For Mexican food, one of my favorite Mexican food places is called Fernando's. That's on Lincoln. It's right off the Paulina Brown Line stop, so you can get there from downtown. Best margarita in town, in my opinion, a very strong margarita, so don't have more than two, depending on your company. If you're with your coworkers, maybe have more, maybe have less. Then vegan, my wife is a vegetarian, and if there are any vegans or vegetarians coming, there's a place called Chicago Diner, which is off of the Fullerton stop in Logan Square in Bucktown. Like that place, the food is incredible. Everything is vegan. They have every course you want, all types of, you know, different types of fake meat or whatever. But it's actually really, really good. And then I'm going to put a plug for this place called Antico that I just went to this past weekend. My wife were in Logan Square near Armitage and Levitt, and this Italian place was kind of off to the side. We went in, sat in the back patio, and it was all homemade, like Northern Italian style. And the gnocchi was like some of the best stuff I've ever had. It's called Antico. So that's my I thought kind of like Kirsten did, I'd give you a little bit of
the gamut
for whatever it is you're looking for.
Yeah, I like that. And I do like how both of you guys are also, you know, suggesting places to get drinks as well. We haven't even hit the drinks category. That part's coming up. Katie, coming, you're representing all PT students in the Chicagoland area.
Food, shoot.
Yeah, no pressure. Food, where do you send people when they're coming in from out of town? Where do I got to eat?
Okay, I know you got the places you wouldn't want to necessarily Google, but I stick with the classic. I will send them to a Lou's. I'm going to send them to Portillo's. So they get, these are the classics.
Those are the classics.
If it's your first time, it's a first time visitor, you got to hit up Portillo's for a nice dog. If we're going local, I'm going to take the south side option here around Little Italy. There's this place called Bocce's Pizza. They're pretty good. They have a thin or thick, and this is for the students out there. They give you huge slices. So, you know, if you're trying to save a buck, that's a pretty good place to go. Southside. So that's off the Blue Line around Montrose.
Best bang for your buck. I like that. Now, several of you
bang for your buck. Student prices.
Oh, of course. several of you did bring up Wrigleyville, and I've heard that even if the Cubs are not in town, the area around Wrigley Field is a must visit. Is there a spot around there that you should definitely hit? Because I'm definitely making my way down there. I did check. The Cubs are not in town. They're away. But the White Sox are actually playing the Yankees the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Oh, wow.
Anything around...
Good game.
It is. Anything around Wrigleyville, and is it worth it to go out to Comiskey?
I'm a diehard Cubs fan, so I would tell you that. Yeah, you can't ask me that. I would head up near Wrigley, but there's a great bar called Guthrie's, which is a little bit off the fray of the craziness of Wrigley, and it's a great local place. It's got a patio in the back. Well, it's actually more like a covered back porch, but they've got tons and tons of games. And everybody, it's usually packed, but everybody goes in there and you just play games if you want, or you can just sit and drink. It's a great local place. It's one of my favorite places over by Wrigley.
Guthrie's. I'm going to write that one down. Yeah, I've got to make my way out there. I've never actually been around Wrigleyville, so I've got to do it. I was a little brokenhearted they weren't going to be in town, but the Yankees are in town over with the White Sox. So, all right, well, let's move on. You guys alluded to some drinks, and we've already mentioned several places to get a cold one, but specializing in just adult beverages, what do you suggest, Kirsten?
All right, I already mentioned the Violet Hour, but this is an unbelievable place in Wicker Park that you can tell the bartender exactly what type of drink you like, and they will come up with something that's absolutely amazing. Absolutely my favorite place to get a really good cocktail in the city. I really like, there's a Peruvian restaurant actually downtown called Tanta, T-A-N-T-A, and they make a really good, kind of like a spicy margarita. They're good. There's a place called Lost Lake, which is up in Avondale. That might be kind of hard. It's a really cool tiki bar, which is a lot of fun. Another really good place to go for a drink, if it's nice outside, the Roby Hotel, R-O-B-E-Y. Again, it's a smaller place, but to me, this is the best place to see the skyline of the city. So again, this is off the Damon Blue Line stop. You go up to the rooftop deck of the Roby. Again, you got to get there early because it's usually packed if it's on a weekend. But they, the drinks are good, but the view is exceptional. My God, anywhere you go in Logan Square, Wicker Park is good for drinks. All along Randolph, you'll get some good places to go. To go drink. The West Loop is good. I mean, I'm just naming neighborhoods because there's just so many. I mean, you can't miss really any of them.
Perfect. So. I like the dedication. I like the passion right there. Like, it's, I can feel it in your voice. It's almost difficult for you to suggest one place because I feel like you want us to go to all of them.
Yeah. We usually hit a lot of different ones when we go out. So.
I know who I'm following around this June for next. Justin, you're up, man. What do we got in terms of drink spots in the Windy City?
So I think Kirsten hit a lot of the good ones. One of my favorite spots in Logan Square is called Parsons Chicken and Fish. This is also a great spot for fried chicken if that's your jam. But they have a great, huge patio outside. Most of the restaurant is a patio. Pet friendly, so if you're allergic to dogs, maybe don't go to this place. But if you enjoy dogs, come to this place. But they have a lot of signature cocktail slushies. My wife's favorite is the Negroni slushie. I was there recently and got like a almost like an old-fashioned type slushy. So you can sit outside. There's a ping pong table, or you can just talk to people or people watch, because that's in Bucktown. Some interesting people watching. So, and you can get there and get a delicious slushy, and then if there's a table, get some delicious fried chicken. For a view, I would say go to the Hancock building, to the signature room.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, it's just north of the river on the Mag Mile. And I think some people want to go to the Willis Tower, or the Sears Tower, to go up to the ledge, the big sky deck, but that's going to cost you more money. And if you go to the Hancock Tower, instead of going to the observatory, if you take the elevator up to the signature room, which is one floor below, you don't have to pay to get to the signature room. And then you can go there, and you've got 360-degree views of the lakefront and downtown, and get a cocktail, and then just sit at the bar. You sometimes, if it's windy, you can feel the building move a little bit. So that's kind of a unique experience if you're brand new to Chicago. And then there's breweries everywhere. There's Pete's Brewery in Bucktown. It's a pizza place and a brewery. There's Aris, which is out in the northwest side, which is a cider house. And Revolution Brewing is a really good brewery and restaurant. That's right off the Blue Line, not too far from downtown.
Love that insight and the way to save a couple bucks, but also be able to get that view while having a drink and not have to pay anything for it. So those are the kind of insights that you guys bring to the table that I would fall for it, and I would just go ahead and pay for it and go all the way to the top. Katie.
Oh, yeah, and you could take a nice quick walk on Michigan Avenue to get there.
Yeah, no, I love that. Katie, no pressure, though, because PT school has been known to cause a student to have a drink or two. So if someone's coming to town, where are they going out for an adult beverage, Katie?
Well, close to the conference, there's a three dots and a dash, which is more like a tiki bar. They have great presentation on their drink. And then very close to that is Howl at the Moon, which is dueling pianos. And I know as soon as we enjoy that, there's a little more interactive component with some live music, and you can sing along. It's tons of fun there.
Perfect.
I would also, if you're going to talk about karaoke, sorry, I'm butting in again, would be the Redhead Piano Bar. That's kind of
been around for a while, but
that's a lot of fun. But that's close to downtown.
Right, that's a lot of fun.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatric sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org.
Follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
Show's brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AURUSmedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. It's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Arius has you covered. AURUSmedical.com. No obligation. Just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AURUSmedical.com.
Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
It'd be difficult to talk about Chicago and not bring up history and historical landmarks. If someone were coming to my hometown of New York City, I would make sure that they did a bunch of different things. Of course, Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building, Grand Central, Madison Square Garden. Those are the big ones. But there's also a bunch of those things that kind of fall between the cracks, the historical landmarks of places you really should go. Let's go back to Kirsten. What, in terms of history, what are some spots that you need to go and take a picture of yourself being at this place in Chicago?
Well, everybody usually goes to the Bean. So I think you need to take a picture there.
What is the Bean? I don't know what the Bean is.
The Bean is a big silver.
Yeah, yes. Jimmy, if we didn't tell you what the Bean was, what would you think the Bean is?
Oh, yeah. Man, I had no idea. My head was going in a couple different directions there.
A giant silver Bean. is what we're talking about.
Okay.
In the middle of Millennium Park.
And what is it?
It's art. That's all you can say.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It was a gift to the... It was for the year 2000. It was like a gift to the city. Yeah. And the artist called it the Cloud Gate because it's completely reflective. So it reflects the skyline and the sky, but it looks like a giant bean. So pretty much immediately, everyone just started calling it the bean, and that's what it's known as.
Okay.
We have the Chicago names for things and the actual names for things.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I'd rather the inside view. I want the street lingo. I want to sound like I'm legit.
Yeah.
All right, so keep going. You're saying most people just head to the Bean, but where else should they go?
Right, so the Bean. And then also downtown, there is the, we call it the Chicago Picasso. It's a sculpture done by Pablo Picasso, and it's in Daly Plaza, which is not too far of a walk from the conference. Mm-hmm. It's on Washington Street. There's also a really cool Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R, sculpture, which I think is nice. That's downtown. I think just along the lake, and if you go to Oak Street Beach or North Avenue Beach, if it's warm, that would be the first place I would go. It would be to the beach, and you can walk to either of those from the conference. But go and get a picture on the beach with the skyline behind you. So if you're on Oak Street Beach, you can turn and have somebody take a picture facing south, and you get like the Drake Hotel and the curve of Lakeshore Drive. That's a really nice picture. Picture with the L in the background, I think, is always iconic. That's about it for me. Okay. Oh, Buckingham Fountain is another good one that people will mention.
All right. Yep. Perfect. All right, Justin, you're up next. Places to go, history, places to get your picture taken. Where are the selfie spots?
Sure. So I think Wrigley Field is a big one. We've already talked about it a little bit, but it's still, you know, second oldest stadium in the country. The area right around it, Wrigleyville now, has been developed and changed so much, but the outside of Wrigley Field is still pretty much the way it's been. Now I think the last renovation of the outside was maybe like 70 years ago, like substantially. Mm-hmm. So definitely go down there, take your picture across the street in front of the big Wrigley Field sign. Go to the, not too far from there, if you're really into looking for like historical stuff, Graceland Cemetery is a little bit north of Wrigley Field. And it's an old Victorian cemetery. It's got a lot of famous architects buried in there. Some of the names you'll see in town on the streets are buried in that cemetery. And I think it's open almost every day, so you can definitely walk around there. Other history spots, the main one I can think about, especially near the conference, there's the Water Tower. Which is really close to our department. It's an actual pumping station. It was one of the only, I think it was the only public building to survive the Great Chicago Fire. So in the burn zone, so you can see that still standing. And the Chicago Cultural Center is very close to the hotel for the conference. And they've got this really cool Tiffany glass dome in it. And you can walk through that, and a lot of people take pictures of that. As far as general photo spots, I think you got to walk over one of the bridges, any of the bridges downtown over the river, and get a photo of yourself like looking out either lakeside or downtown, standing on the bridge over the river. And then Lincoln Park Zoo. Go to Lincoln Park Zoo. It's a free zoo, and on the South Pond, I think you can just say the South Pond Bridge. There's a bridge going over this little lake, and the view is amazing because it shows you, you get the view of the entire downtown from maybe a mile or so north, and there's always people standing there taking pictures, wedding pictures, engagement pictures, everything else. And then you can just walk through the zoo, and it's also a close walk to the waterfront that Kirsten was talking about. You can walk straight to the lakefront path and get even more pictures of the skyline and of the lake in the background. That's where I would go to take my pictures.
Perfect.
If you're over by the Lincoln Park Zoo, you can head over to the North Avenue Beach House. It looks like a huge boat. And again, up there you can get a drink and some food, which is a really nice place to sit. And just the view is great there as well.
Perfect. All right, Katie, bring it home for us. Your perspective, history, all selfies, right. Where are we going to go?
Okay, I got to give a shout out for the Art Institute. We got the two classic lions outside. Those are a huge piece of Chicago history. If you keep going south on the Lakefront Trail, there's a museum campus. So you have like the Shedd Aquarium, the Field Museum, the Planetarium. You walk along the lakefront there, you're walking forward take a peek behind you and you can see the entire skyline. It's another just great spot that I think it's a little underrated. So that's a good spot for your photo. And then if someone's coming in, I would definitely recommend a boat tour. There's a bunch of architecture tours. And Chicago is known just for its array of architecture and variety. You can get some really great shots if you're actually on the river. So they give day trips, and there's also night tours, which are just gorgeous. So if you got a good day out, I would say take it to the water and do a boat tour.
Excellent. I do want to throw some plugs in for events that are happening at Next each and every year. On Wednesday, June 12th, they do have the first-timers welcome navigating the conference section. They will be doing the PT PAC event for the Political Action Committee at Next. That'll be on Wednesday, June 12th from 9 to 11. That'll be at Buddy Guy's Legends. Tickets available still as we record for $50 to support the PAC. On Thursday, June 13th, I'll actually be hosting the Foundation for Physical Therapy Research Gala. That is going to be at the Hilton Chicago from 7:30 to midnight. Tickets are available right now to register for that event. And some other in-conference events. The 50th Mary McMillan Lecture is Excellence in the Cards? The 24th John H.P. Maley Lecture is Beyond Limits, Unmasking Potential Through Movement Discovery. Of course, the Honors and Awards Ceremony and the Oxford Debate. It's going to be on Friday, June 13th. This year, the resolution is, be it resolved that social media is hazardous to the profession of physical therapy. And one side of the debate will be the con team arguing against the resolution. That'll feature Rich Severin, Jody Pfeiffer, and Ben Fung. And on the pro team, Karen Litzy, Jared Hall, and myself, of course. That is moderated by Chuck Saccone. So if we're going to see you in Chicago again, make sure to stop by the RAS Medical Staffing booth. We will have some very specific Chicago skyline and Chicago colors, limited edition stickers as well. Last thing we do on the show is the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
The parting shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, Rock Tape is a movement company, tools and education for medical professionals. If you're looking to help your patients go stronger longer, check out rocktape.com. So this is your chance for your mic drop moment. So if someone's on the fence about coming to Chicago to experience Next this year, they're thinking about it, what's one thing you'd say about your city as a reason for them to definitely pull the trigger and come on out this June 12th? Kirsten, what do you think? Why should someone come out to Chicago this year Next?
All right. The reason you need to come to Chicago is you are going to find some of the most, hopefully the weather is nice. That I would not say is always wonderful. But the food, the drink, people are very friendly in Chicago. People are very down to earth. That's why I live here. I love where I live. So you meet a lot of really great people when you come to Chicago.
Love it. Justin, same question for your parting shot. Why should they pull the trigger and come to Chicago this June?
I think Chicago is the greatest city in the country. I did not grow up in Chicago. I'm from North Carolina. And I moved to Chicago originally to study comedy. And then when I found it here, the reason I love Chicago is because you can go into your neighborhood and you feel like you're in a small town when you're in your neighborhood, but you still have everything that a big city provides. You've got the food, you've got the theater, you've got the people from all over the world. And like Kirsten said, the people here are very friendly. They're just as friendly as they are back in North Carolina. Don't believe everything you see on TV. People in Chicago are nice, and they're happy to help you if you need some help. And in the summer, specifically, is the best time to visit Chicago. There are street festivals everywhere. You can walk along the lake for 8 miles and not run into anything. So I think if you're going to visit a city, you want to come to Chicago for the history and all the things to do. And if you're going to come to Chicago, the time to come is in the summer.
All right, Justin making his pitch for visiting Chicago Next. Katie, talking to the students out there, right? You mentioned on a budget, why should students pull the trigger to come to this national conference in Chicago this summer?
You're going to come, you're going to see a lot of history, a lot of architecture. You're going to see amazing people. Go on the street, you don't know where you're going. That has happened to me many times. You'll get pointed in the right direction. Everyone's just really friendly. It's just a great meeting place. where you can come make some new friends. You got the beach. You have amazing food, amazing sports teams. All in all, you're going to have a great time.
Also, do want to throw out a suggestion. Northwestern University will be doing a co-event with actually my alma mater, Marymount University, putting on an event, a build with Go Baby Go, actually building some ride-on chairs for some pediatric patients. So building pediatric mobility devices is something you'll actually be able to do as well. So excited for that. Kirsten, Justin, Katie, excited to head out there in just a couple of weeks. Appreciate your time giving us the inside scoop, the deep dish, if you will, of Chicago before we head to next.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com. PT Pinecast supports Go Baby Go,
a national community-based research, design, and outreach program that provides modified ride-on cars to children birth to age 3 who experience limited mobility. Founded by Cole Galloway from the University of Delaware. For more information about how you can build your own cars or start your own chapter, visit udel.edu/gobabygo.